book lovers. Welcome back to Roseanne Reads Podcast. I'm Sophia.
I'm Haley.
All right, today we are talking about Damsel.
Yes.
By Evelyn Skye.
Which is also now on Netflix.
Yes. Yes. So movie. That's why we chose it, because they just did this movie on Netflix. We wanted to do kind of like a compare and contrast. So let's just dive in. What did you think overall of the book?
I thought it was a little cheesy.
Yeah.
It was very choppy. She was just like, let's get to the point.
Yeah.
Let's meet the main character, and we're marrying her off immediately. This is why we need stuff for our land. Boom. She's on a boat. Boom. She's there.
Yep. And like, it almost read like she had wrote it specifically to be turned into a movie. That's how I felt. I don't know.
It was okay.
I definitely liked the book more than the movie, though.
Yes. Oh, I read the book. Ugh. And when I was reading it, I was like, okay, I do want to see what happens. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Is she going to get out? Like, I wanted to see.
It was hard getting into it. But once you're into it, it's like, oh, okay. Well, I want to see where this story goes.
And when she's at the castle, like, a lot of creepy things happen. There's little Easter eggs of like, yeah, there's others before you. Like, this isn't.
Right.
Right. Something's going on. And she's asking all these questions.
Mm-hmm.
Well. She's asking them, and he's like, yeah, she asks too many questions.
She's not going to be the one.
And he just chunks her over the side.
Let's do a little backstory. So basically, girl from a poor land gets a marriage proposal from guy from a rich land. Her daddy sells her off because they need the money.
Yeah, which is fair. It's back in those ages.
Yeah, it was kind of like medieval times almost. It's definitely not Earth. I don't know where it is. But she gets there, and the riches are amazing. The land is beautiful, but something's a little off. And sure enough,
well, they sacrifice their princesses to a dragon.
Yeah, and three princesses, not just one, three a year.
Yeah.
Really great.
I know. Oh, and what they didn't show in the movie was the farm girl and the mother.
Yes.
Which
they completely cut them out.
Totally cut them out, which I felt was like a big part of the book.
It was, because the farm girl shows up during her wedding and is like, Princess Elodie, you can't marry
him. You can't marry him. And everybody's like, get her out of here.
Yeah, they just rush her out. And then they're like, oh, anyways, back to the party. Just forget about that.
And you realize that her mother is like a scout to go find the princess.
She brought Elodie back. She was the one who found Elodie, she was the one who was just supposed to go out and find all these poor ladies whose family would take the riches to sacrifice their daughters.
I don't know how really word to mouth didn't like get around.
I know.
It seems a little like
it's a well-kept secret.
It's a well-kept secret.
In Aurea? Is that where they are?
Yeah.
Aurea? I don't know.
I don't know. It was very iffy, the topic of it. Kind of cool, I guess, just the premise of it.
Yeah. I definitely liked the book. You've got a lot more detail as to why they did it.
To why? Yeah. The movie,
skimmed over it completely.
I didn't even understand it. I was like, what is going on? If you didn't read the book, you'd be like, why is she getting thrown over the edge?
They don't explain anything in the movie.
No.
Elodie's just giving like her little smiles, like she's, oh, this is great, I'm helping my people. Also, they completely changed where she's from. Like, Enofi in the book is supposed to be a desert, and then in the movie it's cold, and she's in a castle instead of in like huts,
which they're all in huts.
Yeah. And even on the cover of the book, Elodie has black hair. Elodie in the movie does not have black hair. The dresses are different. Everything's different.
Everything.
The story behind why the dragon is there and why they sacrificed the daughters.
The ending, y'all.
Oh my God, the ending.
This ending.
I could not.
I'm sorry, but the book one is real cheesy too. The prince just runs away. He just runs away.
Well, because, okay, in the book, Elodie actually becomes a dragon.
Yes.
She like sacrifices herself, becomes a dragon. Weird, whatever. But in the book, that doesn't happen. In the movie, that doesn't happen.
No, the movie doesn't happen. Yeah, the book, she becomes a dragon. And you're just reading it going, okay. Sure.
How? But okay. She just transforms.
She transforms. Well, she gets, like, attacked by the dragon.
Right.
The dragon's, like, claw goes into her.
Yeah.
But she eats those little glowworms that heal the body. Mm-hmm. So the blood of the dragon like got into her, and through the healing
of the glowworms brought her and the dragon back. Wait,
together?
Did it bring the dragon back, or was
already alive? Like that, it didn't die like the movie.
Oh.
So the book, like the dragon's still alive.
Right.
She rises up, and then it's like they're both
dragons. Yeah, and then she goes and flambés the royal family.
Yeah, and then in the book, I think there's a lot more detail of like why the dragon was left alone in the cavern, all the babies, and that
all the dead babies,
and then all the saying that there's the one. The one is going to be the one to stop this or something.
Right.
And so
stop the cycle. Bring about a new age of dragons, which is Elodie. Okay. Yeah.
Elodie being the dragon.
Yeah, they completely skim over that in the movie. It's just not even there.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of the movie at all.
No.
So many people were like, we need Millie Bobby Brown to play in Akatar. She did so good in Damsel.
No, please don't.
No,
please don't. She was horrible.
No.
It was such a cheap fest. Her acting was so bad. Like, she's really cute, okay?
But yeah, she's cute. She did great in Stranger Things.
Maybe take some acting classes.
She was great in Stranger Things. Not.
And she was also, like, a child. I don't know if it's, like, coming into, like, she's trying to do a different role, and it just maybe didn't fit her well. What else has she been in? Hopefully you guys can't hear that. Our computer made, like, a sound.
Sorry if you did.
Okay.
Technical difficulties. You probably can't edit that out. Anyways, she's been in Stranger Things. She was in the Godzilla versus Kong.
Okay, I never saw that.
Really bad acting in that.
Okay,
too.
See, there's another.
Like, really bad. I really only like her in Stranger Things. It's the only thing that I think she did good.
And
at.
Rotten Tomatoes was terrible in Damsel. Like, it's got a horrible.
My husband would not even watch it. He's like, absolutely not. Rotten Tomatoes gave it like a 20%.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
no.
Yeah. It's not
do good. Better, Netflix. Do better.
I don't know. And I mean, like, I feel bad for the author. Like, because it's her story. It's being on the screen, and then it's like.
They chopped it up into little itty bitty pieces and just took, like.
Which I understand. Hard to, like, condense the book into a movie, and, like, you have to do it where it makes sense. But don't change the whole entire book.
No, they completely changed the story. Like, in the book, the original family in Aurea, they offered up the daughters. The daughters went in willingly, and every year thereafter, they had to find new princesses. But in this, in the movie, they said that, like, the king came and killed the dragon's eggs, and so the dragon wanted retribution for it. It didn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Nope.
We're not big fans.
Nope.
Sorry, y'all. This isn't our favorite. We just don't recommend it. So we'll just save you some heartbreak.
If you really want to know what happens, read the book. Don't watch the movie.
Yeah.
Or go the easy route and watch the movie. Don't read the book. Don't do both like we did, because then you're just comparing them and there's nothing to compare.
Yeah. I agree.
Right?
I agree. So what would you rate it?
Oh, the book, I'd rate it like a 4.
Yeah. What would you rate the movie?
Oh, that's a 1. Because I'm not going to give anything a 0. They spent time and money. People got paid for it. Yay.
Yeah, I have on my notes here, I have a 4 and a 4. So the book is a 4, and the movie is also a 4, because it was just like, eh. But and now that we're like talking about the movie, it was really bad. So I might give it like a 2.
The only thing I just liked about the movie was the dragon caves. They did a good job showing the caves.
I actually liked the caves.
Yeah, the caves. It was about the same as in the books.
Yeah.
I liked that.
Yeah.
And her like wandering around and the maps. That was cool. But even in the book, like, she would touch, like, old blood spots and get visions.
Yeah.
They didn't do that in the movie.
They did, like, 2 things of that. Her just looking at a wall, and then the vision would come to her or something.
Yeah.
And it was like,
they didn't explain it at all.
Oh, my God. There's a scene in the movie. Y'all. She's, like, all of a sudden, she's just, like, a badass and is like, okay, I'm going to cut my hair.
Oh, that's right.
And make, like, a warrior outfit, but it's going to be a dress. I'm like, bitch, you're in a cave. A dragon's after you.
She didn't even change her dress in the movie. In the book, they gave her like a new lavender dress or whatever.
Yeah, to walk. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
But no, in the movie, it just tatters down into a lavender gown. It's weird.
I know. She chops her hair. What's that? What did that have anything to do with it? It was weird.
It was for cinematic, I don't know.
Cheesiness. I was laughing so hard. I was like, what is happening here? What
not
is
a fan. Doing? Not a fan.
Oh, that was great. If you could rename it, would you?
Oh, I would definitely rename it. I'm not sure what I would, because damsel, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. They literally don't say it one time in the book. I looked. I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
In the movie, they say not this damsel or whatever. So that makes sense. But in the book, it's not mentioned at all.
No, and I don't really care for it. I think damsel doesn't do anything for it.
No.
I don't know. I have on here the sacrifice.
Oh, I like that.
Because they literally are sacrificing every single year three women.
That's better.
But then it's like, okay, the sacrifice, like, which I guess you could be like, because in the book, I really didn't know she was getting thrown over.
Yeah, because you didn't watch the movie.
I didn't watch the movie first. And right. So you're reading the book. It leads like nothing to her being chucked over.
Yeah, he just says, close your eyes, and then whoosh.
Yeah, and I was like, holy shit, she's got thrown over.
So, it was very graphic in the movie, too. I was like, damn, how is she surviving this? Going through trees and shit.
How did anybody survive that?
I don't think a lot of them did. That's why there were only a few names on the walls. Well, yeah.
So it was like.
You think you'd find a better way to throw a princess in where the dragon could at least eat him before they die?
Like a little slide.
Like a little slide.
Push him down the slide.
Push him down the slide. Instead of just wash right over the edge.
Man, it's not like he just like, oh, here's a little tap. He chucks he her just over jumps there. Her. I thought it was so funny.
There were parts of the book that I did enjoy, you know, I liked the premise. I think it could have just been done a little better.
That's why it's a 4.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
That's not good. It's a young adult. Like, if you're wanting to get into fantasy.
Oh, definitely. I think a kid, like a high schooler or young adult would appreciate it.
Yeah. I think so too.
Yeah. If you had to kill off anybody, you know, push them over the bridge, who would you do?
Oh, I'm killing off that prince. Real quick.
Too.
Push your ass in there.
At first, forge. It was like, ooh, the sister. But, like, I guess you need the bait.
Oh, I liked Floria, especially the book. She was kind of a little badass, kicking and screaming her way.
The book, she was.
Yeah, in the movie, she had, like, 3 lines.
Yeah, she didn't do anything in the movie.
No.
But
they even got Angela Bassett in the movie to be the stepmom.
Oh. Well, and then the queen is...
The queen is from, what is that, the princess movie.
Well, the queen is Forrest Gump, Janay. Old Janay. You know,
that
she,
Janay?
Yeah, she's just older now. But yeah, that's Jenny. And then she also played in House of Cards with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
She's the
Isn't she wife. The princess bride, too?
Mm. Yes.
She is. That's who I was thinking of.
Yes.
I didn't realize she was Jenny as well.
Uh-huh.
learn something new every
when
day.
When I was watching House of Cards, I was like, she looks so familiar. And Scott goes, that's Jenny.
Of course he did. That's so funny. Scott. Oh, God.
I was like, oh, yeah, there she is. So so fan casting then, since we're already talking about the characters, I actually think for a CD movie, like see the rating scale of like an A+ movie, I think this was definitely like a C. D movie
minus. I'll give it a C-.
C-. Okay, so but C actors. Like, I don't think that there were hardly any bigger names. I mean, yes, but we knew them.
Yeah.
We've seen them in other movies. But they did a good job casting people we know.
Uh-huh. To get you to come watch it. And then you're just like, ugh.
Oh, girl.
Like, the fact like, that they got them to play.
Thank you. I was like, ooh, you sold out for the money.
Uh-huh. This definitely sold out for the money. Yeah.
I mean, who else? I felt like the dad they casted pretty well.
Floria was cast well. I don't remember how they described the stepmother. Angela Bassett, she does well at any role given her.
She was good. I don't remember her being black. No, like, that's just, it's fine. It's like, I feel like they had to throw in.
I think that's what they did. Like, which, it's fine.
For the cultural purposes,
do
I
what
feel like
to do.
That's what they did.
I like to stay true to the books. I was really upset about her wedding dress. Like, it was nothing like the book.
And then they didn't also tell, like, the stepmom was...
Her character development was better in the
way
book.
Better.
I liked her in the book.
Yeah, me too. At first, it makes you seem that they don't like her and that she's overbearing.
Mm-hmm. But she has a reason why she's overbearing.
Yeah, she has a reason, and she's protecting protecting them and stuff. And then she actually makes a wedding dress for Elodie, and that's their tradition and their culture.
Yeah, and skipped right over that.
Skipped right. Like, they don't even show it.
Not
that was
kind
of sad. I was like, oh, damn. And then at the end, like, of the book, they really come together.
And yeah.
She really cares about the girls.
Yeah. And her daughter. Ellie
and oh, so the stepmom and the sister leave to go back home to run their country,
right,
or their land, mm-hmm. with now like goods and stuff that they right. can supply for their people. And Elodie stays.
Yeah.
The movie, she's on that ship.
She's out. She took the dragon with her. She's going to Enofi.
Bye. She burned down the whole kingdom and said, see you later.
She said, peace out.
Yeah. And you're going to throw me over a bridge. You just wait.
Yeah. All in all, not our favorite. I did read a book that I did really like, though.
What?
So a little sidebar. In the Likely Event by our queen, Rebecca Yarros. Oh, guys. So good. It's a great road trip book.
Yeah. I read it in the car. Love story?
Yeah.
With like letters and stuff. I've read the back of it.
There's no letters. But... It's a military story. It's okay. Like a military man. And
she has a military background. Like her husband.
Yeah. So she writes that really well.
Yeah.
It was really good. I suggest it. The romance. It's a slow burn. I like it a lot.
Okay. Okay. I know. I just was telling you this the other day is that I'm only on like chapter one, but People You Meet on Vacation.
Oh, you've been wanting to read that.
I have. Well, ooh. All those books I got for my birthday.
Yay!
So, and then I told you I read The Last Lecture, right?
You finished it?
I finished it in one day.
Holy shit.
4 hours. It's a very tiny little book.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But from the second page, y'all. Second
were
page.
Were you crying?
Crying, and I cried through the whole book.
Oh.
I would read it. Cry. Read it, cry. I had a crying headache the whole time, and oh my God.
Crying headache the whole time.
I saw Kaylee the next, or like a couple hours after that, and I was like, God, I was so sad. She was like, no.
I know.
She was like,
so sad.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to read it now.
Oh, it was great. It was great. It's just about how you should like live your life, just happiness and to the
hits
fullest.
You in the heartstrings, huh?
Oh, so good. So yeah, that's I don't good. Know what other books. People Meet on Vacation. Really want to read.
I just started The Worst Best Man by Lucy Score.
I love Lucy.
She's good, man. She can write a romance. I'll give you that. This yeah. one's good. It's about like an upper echelon in the high society. New York is dating a, or starts dating a like girl from the Brooklyn, Bronx. Is that the same thing?
No.
Oh, Brooklyn. Sorry. She's from Brooklyn. You know, like poor. I don't know.
They're just on the poorer side.
Yeah. It's good though.
Yeah. Is it a series as well? Because
no.
I. Oh, no, it's not.
It's just a standalone.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. yeah. There's another, I think a trio by Lucy Score or something else.
They've got her. A cup. She has a
she's
lot.
A yeah, she has a lot.
There's like a whiskey series, Whiskey Myers or
that's
something.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Okay. There's like seven in that one.
That's what it is. Yeah. It's like, there's a lot. And I feel like this one's going to start reading it.
I like her books, man. I'm going to have to get more.
Good.
They're just good reads.
And I like her style of writing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's good.
You can follow it very easily.
Yes.
Good stuff. Good stuff. This one, not so much. Also, I don't know if she has any other books. Like, I couldn't find anything else by her.
I'm not sure. I mean, I can look it up real quick.
But if you know, let us know.
Good. So I'm not going to recommend anything else by her because I'm not going to read anything else by her.
No,
so.
I'm probably not either.
No, but we will start tagging our other books that we reading, like when you finish yours, yes, we'll tag them and give you our opinions because the ones we tag, we like a little bit more
mm-hmm.
sometimes than what we do on the podcast just because we try to do ones that we're like, okay, this is going to be popular and it's like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like it's not good.
A lot
which
of,
is fine.
Yeah, which is fine. It's just, it's funny how that happens. A lot of books people talk about, it's like, oh, well, wait, that really wasn't that great.
No, but this one is better. And
yeah.
I don't know.
I forgot which one we're doing next.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Well, I don't even think we were going to announce it on this.
No, we're not announcing it. We're announcing it on the 1st
yes.
of our next June. One. And we're kind of doing it just like a little book clubby kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So we'll announce the book. If you want to read it, that'd be great. If you could read it for the whole month or just a couple weeks. And then we'll do the podcast in the middle of the month.
Yep.
To just give our thoughts on it and stuff. So it's more like a monthly book club. So
yes, it works with our time schedule better
because we're so busy. I don't know what's happened. We have just like, I think in the winter we were like, we need something to do.
Yeah, now that it's summer,
oh
it's
man,
nice. I want to be outside all the time.
Well, I'm so busy. I'm like, yeah. When should we record this?
I know. It's like, I was hoping to do a little like mini series on Throne of Glass that we'll just like pop in there because we both finished it.
Yeah.
So maybe here in the next couple of weeks, you can look out for one of those.
Yay.
And then like we said, our next book will be announced on the 1st.
Okay. Well, I think that's about it.
Yeah. I don't have anything else.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us, y'all. We love you.
See you next time.
See you next time. Bye.